عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يأتين على الناس زمان يطوف الرجل فيه بالصدقة من الذهب فلا يجد أحدا يأخذها منه ويرى الرجل الواحد يتبعه 40 امرأة يلذن به من قلة الرجال وكثرة النساء رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said a time will come when a man will go around with gold to give it a sadaqah, but he will find no one to take it from him. In other words, there will be so much of prosperity at that time. Like sometimes, to understand this, sometimes that people who have been to the Haram Sharif, etc., they'll find that there's so much of distribution taking place in the time of Ramadan, so much of distribution of food, that sometimes a person has got leftover food, he doesn't know who to give it to. Because there are people that are giving parcels and parcels. So you got leftover food, it's very hard to find somebody to give leftover food because there's so many people that are giving food. So when there is so much supply of something, then it's hard to find the demand for it. So here there'll be so much of wealth at that time that the person will have his charity, but he won't know who to give it, who's a poor person that is worthy of taking my charity. So he'll go around with gold to give a sadaqah, but he will not find anyone to take it from him. One man will be seen followed by 40 women who will desire him because of the scarcity of men and an excess of women. There'll be so much, there'll be one man to 40 women. The ulama explain why, one of two reasons they give, is there'll be so much of wars closer towards Qiyamah, so much of wars to take place, and because of that there'll be so many men that will be killed. So many men will be killed in fighting. So there'll be hardly any men left. And another reason ulama explain, possibility, is that and closer towards Qiyamah, the birth rate of women will be much higher than the birth rate of men. So there you'll find that there'll be a proportion of 1:40. So this will happen closer towards Qiyamah. Now this thought may come to the mind, we did the hadith also yesterday, that there'll be so much of wealth, and there'll also be a level of honesty that will come, and that where, in other words, where the ruler, we gave an example of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, either his time or Imam Mahdi's time, that there'll be so much of level of honesty as far as rulership is concerned, as far as his giving is concerned, as far as the people is concerned, they will pass that time. So that thought may come to the mind, that how is it possible for people to be so honest? So here is a hadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought, the one we'll do today, that shows us that there was a time in his zamana before also where people were very, very honest. So he brought this hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ishtara rajulun min rajulin aqaran, فوجد الذي اشترى العقار في عقاره جرة فيها ذهب فقال له الذي اشترى العقار خذ ذهبك إنما اشتريت منك الأرض ولم أشتري الذهب وقال الذي له الأرض إنما بعتك الأرض وما فيها فتحاكما إلى رجل فقال الذي تحاكما إليه ألكما ولد قال أحدهما لي غلام وقال الآخر لي جارية قال أنكح الغلام الجارية وأنفقا على أنفسهما منه وتصدقا متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man had purchased a piece of land from another man. So one person purchased a piece of land from another man. The one who purchased it, he found a jar containing gold on the land. So after he purchased the land, he found one jar containing gold in it. He said to the seller of the land, take your gold, I only purchased the land from you and not the gold. So honest he was, he went back to the seller and said, listen, I bought the land from you, I didn't buy this gold that I found here. From a masla point of view, just to understand, is that if a person buys a piece of land from another person, and the person that had sold it had some items buried, had some treasure, etc., that was hidden there, it still belongs to the seller, it doesn't belong to the buyer. So the buyer has just bought the land. So what this person was doing was actually right. He went back to the seller and told the seller, listen, I didn't buy this gold from you, I didn't buy this jar of gold, I only bought the land, so take this back. In his honesty, he was saying, take it back. The one who had owned the land said, I sold the land and whatever it contained. No, I'm not taking this thing back. When I sold the land, I sold it with whatever was on it. So this gold was on it, it's yours. So now there was a dispute that had taken place. What dispute? He wants to give the gold back, he don't want to take the gold. Can you imagine what type of dispute that was? So they approached a person to resolve the dispute and said to them, in the kitabs it comes, that this person that they took the dispute to was Dawud alayhi salam. So they took the dispute to him and they said, please sort out this dispute that we have, that I want to return this gold, it belongs to him, I didn't buy it, I bought the land, And he's saying, no, he sold everything with the land. So then this person that they had come to, he asked him a question, do both of you have children? So one of them said, I have a son, and the other said, I have a daughter. So now he gave the verdict. He said, marry the boy to the girl and give the gold to them both. In other words, get them married and give the gold to them and give some in charity. So some of this gold, give it in sadaqah as charity, and some give it to them. So such a nice verdict he had come to. He said, this is an amicable solution, that you get your son married to this person's daughter, they both get married, give them some of that money, so both of them share it, and also give some in sadaqah, so both of your benefit. Now look at this type of honesty that you get. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of bringing this level of honesty into our lives. When a society has this level of honesty, it becomes so easy to deal with people. You can trust people. It becomes easy to enter into contracts. There won't be a need for so much of different security, sureties, guarantors, so many different types of things, just to secure something, because people are not honest. When people are honest, it becomes so easy to deal, and it even becomes easy also for the person that is in the middle of the two to try and sort the problem out, because both want to give. So now it becomes very, very easy to make a solution. But where every person is trying to do the next person down, it becomes so difficult. Even the person in the center who is trying to assist, he finds it so difficult that you don't find people that are willing to even arbitrate anymore. They're so worried that each person wants to do the next person down. Allah Pak wasn't make it such that I get sliced in the center, so therefore you find it difficult. But when it's so easy, the whole society and the whole community benefits, like how we can see from this hadith. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.